a beverage as old as history. The ancient Babylonians were probably the first to brew beer. The Egyptians, too, brewed a beverage from fermented barley. It was a beer reserved for the great feasts of the day. The Roman conquest of Egypt introduced the beer to the Western civilization of the day, as Caesar and his warriors drank toasts to their victories. The Anglo-Saxon monks are credited with the development of many brewing formulas. The improved brews were well established as fine beverages, high in food value, by the time the pilgrims set out for America. Later, taverns and inns became the meeting places of men who helped make American history as they enjoyed their favorite brews. Yes, the fine beer and ale we enjoy today are beverages with a heritage which is unequaled, yet they are as modern as today.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Digital Flotsam. I'm P.W. Fenton. A couple of years back, I did a show dedicated to the nectar of the gods, beer. It was among the many shows I took offline because of RIAA fears. Well, I pulled it out, dusted it off, replaced some of the music, and now it's ready to once again sing the praises of my favorite beverage, beer.
From these fine golden grains, the breweries produce over a billion gallons of immaculately pure beer and ale in barrels, cans, and bottles to suit every taste, occasion, and personal preference. Beverages high in food value and rich in tradition, ready to add to gracious living the American way.
We'll go far, we know all the good bars. We like to stay up late, we like to contemplate exactly what we are. What if I'd been a dog? Or maybe a frog? If you were a frog, you'd croak on a log.
This bud's for you. Reddit, Reddit.
This bud's for you. This bud's for you. You always know just what to do. This bud's for you. Can of beers. This bud's for you. This bud's for you. You always know just what to do. This bud's for you.
Anheuser Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Inns and taverns are part of American history. Today's taverns, though much more modern, strive to live up to the reputation established by the famous places of the past. Friendliness is still the aim, whether it be a sophisticated lounge, a small place in the industrial section of town, or the average tavern in the average neighborhood. The neighborhood tavern is a friendly meeting place for the community, the average citizen's club. Its owner, he's just another good American.
There's a tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying for you, dear. You are on my lonely mind. Into these last 9 beers, I have shed a million tears. You are on my lonely mind. I'm gonna keep drinking until I'm petrified. And then maybe these tears will leave my eyes. There's a tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying for you, dear. You are on my lonely mind.
There are some who look for any opportunity to magnify every mistake and use it to seek prohibition of the malt beverages, which add to the enjoyment of gracious living. However, more than 1 million Americans are a part of this great industry. As long as they and the millions more Americans whom they serve continue to live up to the fine heritage of beer and brewing, we can continue to enjoy gracious living with the help of fine beer and ale. Gracious living, self-government, freedom, tied to the way of doing things that have made the American economy what it is today and have helped make America great. That's the way we, as Americans, like it.
Now, there are beer drinkers and there are beer lovers, two different species. Beer drinkers are the larger group. In fact, the group beer drinkers includes the second group, the beer lovers. 59% of all American males and 37% of all American females fall into that beer drinkers category. I fall into that smaller category of beer lovers. In my devotion to this simple and ancient beverage, I have sampled hundreds of brands of beer from all over the world. I have had everything from delicious beer to mediocre beer to beer that mysteriously always makes you happy to beer that is so horrible it tastes like a cross between burning tires and adhesive tape. But there are beers, or better, beer experiences, that transcend the brand or type of beer you're drinking. I like to call those life beers. Beers that, for whatever reason, stand out as momentous in your life. Everybody who drinks beer has had some of these.
What a happy thought, hey, Mabel, a great idea, Black Label. Nothing too good for good company, Carling's Black Label beer. The quality brew at the popular price. Enjoy the best, take our advice. Get Carling's Black Label, Carling's Black Label beer. Mabel, Black Label, Carling's Black Label beer.
Here's to 5 miserable months on the wagon and all the irreparable harm that it's caused me.
You can call it honey, you're back in town. I just drink it whenever I can. Don't need wine or nothing stronger. Beer is slow and it lasts longer. Get your gin. Beer is where I begin and end. Beer is my friend, beer is my pal. When I drink beer, I don't feel foul.
One of the greatest beers I have ever experienced, one of those life beers, I experienced in 1964. That would have made me 16 years old. It was my first beer. I had been secretly enjoying alcoholic beverages with my buddies for a ridiculously long time. When I was only 11 years old, my buddy Ralph had skillfully forged draft cards for himself and all our pals that proved we were all 18 years of age. And they worked. I'll never forget walking into a liquor store and asking for a bottle of Tango. I had to have looked like the child I was, but the guy behind the counter examined my forged draft card and handed it back to me and said, "You want that chilled?" I was so scared and nervous, I had no idea what the hell he was talking about. My rehearsal hadn't prepared me for any questions. I just said, "Yes." He opened the cooler and removed a pint bottle of ice-cold orange-flavored Tango, the drink of bums and winos, and handed it to an 11-year-old child.
Rheingold, always happily dry. The clean, clear taste you want in beer is in Rheingold Extra Dry.
Of sky blue waters to you comes Hams, the beer refreshing as the crisp, cool land it's brewed in. The beer that captures for you the wonderful refreshment of this enchanted Northland. Hams. Hams. Crisp, clean cut to the taste. Refreshing. Refreshingly yours from the land of sky blue waters.
Okay, so where was I? Oh yeah, life beers. So here I am, 16 years old. As far as my parents know, my total beer experience consists of occasional sips from the glasses of parents and relatives at family functions. I am now out with my dad. We are visiting the 1964 World's Fair in Flushing Meadows, Queens, in New York City. We are having a fabulous time. My dad and I have always shared an interest in the same thing, so this is a perfect outing. The day was incredibly hot. A blazing sun was beating down on us as we walked the miles of paved walkways from exhibit to exhibit. We were walking along at one point when my dad stopped at a concession stand. I stood by gratefully, having been silently wishing for a cold drink. When the clerk asked him what he wanted, he turned to me and he said, You want a beer? I hesitated for a second and said, sure. He paid the clerk and turned around with two giant beers in his hand. They were paper cups, but they had to be at least 16 ounces, maybe more. He handed me one of them, and we drank. I tried so desperately to be cool and aloof, like there was nothing special about this event. But all the while, it was one of the most special events in my life. First, it was the absolute coldest beer I had ever drank in my life. It was perfect. It offered instant relief from the baking sun. But second, and more important, it was my dad and me enjoying a delicious cold beer together. He hadn't made a big thing about it at all, but it was the biggest thing in my whole life. It was my dad acknowledging that I had become a grown-up. I was no longer a child. I was hanging out with my dad like a friend. I've had a few more life beers in my life, but that one wins hands down as number one.
Cherry red. It's just the morning after. I don't remember who was here. I'll eat a slice of that cold pizza and wash it down with warm beer. I got that not so fresh feeling from my head down to my toes. I'll do it again tonight. Just those telltale signs of living. This house and I'll mess. It's a small price to pay. If it takes away the stress, it's just a morning after. Lord, was the party of the year. You know it was. I'll eat a slice of cold pizza and wash it down with warm beer. Come on in now. Just those telltale signs of living. This house and I.
warm beer.
Tastes good when you're hungry. Tastes good when you're thirsty. Oh, slice a cold pizza
and wash it down with warm beer.
Yeah, a whole show about beer. I can't believe it. Beer, the best thing in the whole world. Look in the show notes for something. I don't know what it is, digitalflotsam.org or something, or digital flopsam or something.
And Peter pulled the microphone.